This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. The Florida legislature has just started back up, and four women on the Treasure Coast are making sure the arts are at the top of everyone's minds.
So the governor's budget right now, the line item for arts and culture is $5 million for the entire state.
That's Pat Williams. She's a member of Florida's Council on Arts and Culture. We meet in downtown Stuart, along with other council members, Katherine Dickinson, Janine Mason, and Nancy Terrell. They combined efforts once they saw a trend of diminishing funding for the arts. Here's Katherine Dickinson. She's the current chair and has served the Florida's Council on Arts and Culture for 18 years.
And in the very beginning, we were well-funded. Since 2011, it has been a fight every year in the legislature to get them to realize the importance of arts and culture and how much it means to the Florida economy.
But this year, at the end of the last session, it had become so obvious and the cuts were so deep that really anybody who was involved in the council, I think, or was an arts advocate, really saw that something had to turn around. This was a dire situation.
So last summer, they took action. They formed a group. Here's Janine Mason.
Fund the A-List, which is this little group that we've started that's turned into a statewide icon for support of the arts.
Here's Nancy Terrell.
The four of us are all located in the Treasure Coast region, and then I think a lot of people expect the strongest arts advocates to come out of the big cities, Miami, Orlando, Tampa. But here we are in a smaller, more suburban part of Florida saying the arts really matter here, too.
They hit the ground running and began speaking to other arts organizations across the state and to members of the Florida legislature in the House and Senate, using all the available options and platforms, including face-to-face meetings, legislative delegations, committee hearings, email campaigns, and by rallying arts advocates to ask their legislators to fund the arts.
Well, we're seeing the sleeping giant of the arts community wake up.
Inspired by Fund the A-List, they are, in fact, waking up and taking action all across Florida.
But what we need are people in the legislature who not only understand the importance of the arts, but who are willing to fight for us.
I think we have some champions on both sides of the aisle and in the House and Senate.
Their view is because arts and culture earns money for the state. It shouldn't be the first cut when funds are needed in other areas, even hurricane recovery, which is where some of the funding has been diverted. Here's Janine Mason.
We have 58,162 arts-related businesses that employ over 227,000 people in the state of Florida.
And Pat Williams.
Not only are there jobs at stake, and we know that it's an economic driver to communities who have vibrant, creative arts communities, but also, you know, this is a beacon for tourism. So the arts really are a quality of life issue that contributes to the economy. So that's our story for the legislature, and they're going to hear it this year from us.
So we wonder, since 600 organizations were vetted by the council and recommended for $61 million in grants, but there's only $5 million in the budget, what happens?
So as a result of these cuts, and we're hearing this from our colleagues around the state, you know, some organizations actually close because they're that close to the bone, or performances are canceled. Educational programs are canceled for children and seniors.
Funding recommendations will come out of two committees that will meet during the legislative session that just started this week. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.